Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are talking about the population of America and the different languages. We're going right into that segment. But, you know, the population counter, you might be able to see it on your screen, possibly, but we're watching it count up as we're talking, right? You got to see this thing.
Wow.
That we are at 7.1 billion folks, 7,166,000,000. I was just seeing that last number. I'm thinking, man, babies are coming like this and this. Like, my goodness gracious.
Look at that.
Part of that's the Duggars right there. But the U.S. population is 300. You're looking at it now, 318,000,000.
It's barely creeping.
52,000. Which, by the way, you look at all the stuff that we're using, everything that the resources, the money, the wealth, and we're putting together right now. Pastor Kachara Bradford out of Texas, and we're working on a discipleship book for finances, managing finances in God's way. And we're looking at the reality of just how wealthy America is. Mm. I mean, our poorest is richer than 70% of the world, but forget about that stat. Think about the middle class. You're in the top 3% of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, hopefully this will be available to you on this article, but we have on the VFN Torch where you can actually enter in your income and find out where you are on the world's wealth and income. But it says right here that the top population in countries is, you know, China. What's that to the left? It says, oh, every 8 seconds, the baby's being born.
Wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
Every eight seconds, a baby is being born. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And so you got China's number one with the population of countries of, what, 1.3 billion?
Mm-hmm.
India is 1.2 billion. I mean, you put those together, that India and China has one half of the world's population, pretty much.
Yeah.
Then the United States has 300. Look how far we drop.
That's a huge drop.
But we're next in line at 318,000, but our wealth, 318 million, but our wealth has more wealth than the majority of the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And we demand more. And the Lord says this. This is what he says. He that's been given much, much will be expected. Mm-hmm. And no matter what people tell you, I mean, think about this, that if in fact, you know, he says that if you didn't take care, if whatever you did the least of these of mine, you did or didn't do for me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you think about the fact that when we don't use our finances to be able to help someone, or he that lends to poor lends to God, and this significant thing. And this is just as we're writing out this revelation for discipleship. I mean, he is very and significant. How you manage wherever your heart treasure is, that's where your heart is. And so, of course, you say he's not after your money's after your heart. It's already his already. But understand this: if that's how intense he feels about it. How do you really, I mean, this is, the American gospel is totally just twisted things.
Right.
If that's how he feels about that, and that's where your heart is, how is he going to feel about the 97% of regular church attenders right now in America, 97% of them who are robbing from him in tithes and offerings? Mm-hmm. Outside what your concept is and people are wasting it and whatever, but the very fact that you didn't say that you got, by giving the tithe to God, the first tithe, you're saying, God, you're the one that gave this to me. In other words, taking credit for all that. And if he feels about all this finances and meeting people's needs, and he says, you know, whatever you did with the talents that were entrusted to you, and the one that didn't do anything with it, he says, you wicked and worthless servant, you know, you're going to go away with this weeping and gnashing of teeth, which is not a different level of hell, or heaven, it's hell. And so it just makes you, I just saw not honoring God with tithes and offerings in a whole new light as we're writing this out. It's like the intensity of that wrong heart towards God, you know, because America has been entrusted with the greatest wealth the world has ever seen. But yet, what are we doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying more and greed. And all these folks, over half the world's population in India and China, and there's people right now today that are living on $300 a year annual income. And people are saying, I don't know what can I do? How can I help people? You can help them. One way you can help them, of course, is by partnering, becoming a sponsor with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program so we can get more people to invest. But you can find a ministry. You can be the minister or be the ministry yourself. and begin to just send $5, $10, any money to go help. And of course, as wealthy as we are in America, there's a lot more. I mean, just knock out a couple Starbucks cups of coffee, or get a lower version of your cable package, or get a lower version of the phone technology you're using.
That's right.
And just give money, because you're going to be held accountable for what you did or didn't do with what you have. This stuff trying to make people feel good and kind of nudge them in the right direction. They need to be told you're robbing from God.
That's right.
See, the reason why a whole nation of you is under a curse is because you're robbing from God, is what he talks about.
It's amazing how, you know, the curse that's on life is never connected to disobedience. It's like, oh, catch a clue. This is a serious curse that's on you.
That's right.
And if you don't repent, and that's what needs, you know, things don't change. It's the word of God that's shared with us. And then a repentance is a change of mind. It's a mindset. It's saying, wow, I feel sorry. I feel, you know, bad. I'm convicted that this is what I've done. But right now I need to do something about this. I need to stop doing this and turn the other way.
And he said, you know, what he said was, "You." This is what Jesus said, just so you know, you cannot serve money and me. Mm-mm. What he's saying is, you got to make up your mind. And if you never honored God with money, you never make God your God. You make money your God. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of good excuses, but there's still, I mean,
not in America, Yeah. Not if our poorest person America, our poorest is richer than, and it's right now, 1 billion people on the face of the earth. America only has 318 million. And we're our poorest is richer than 70% of that 7 billion folks. Do you really think God's going to go, I really understood. Yeah, you just, that cable package and that new phone and that Nintendo thing or whatever. I mean, we're going to be held accountable for it.
Right.
We're going to be held accountable for what's going on. And just a huge entrustment. He that's been entrusted with much, much is expected. And I just feel that deep in my heart. You know, we'll talk about more in the future, but just realize, despite what people are telling you, something's expected from you, from God. And he says, don't bury it. It won't be good if you bury what I've entrusted to you. What about this? Yeah. The nation's coming to America here.
Well, you know, there's these map makers are putting these maps together, and they got some research from the Census Bureau. And the Census Bureau did an American Community Survey. And what they wanted to find out, what are the languages in this survey that people are speaking in their households, in their families across the nation?
Pat and I speak Southern dialect.
Yeah.
Very
no
well.
Jew?
Well, that's not listed here. That's not listed in the census.
Okay, it's not.
Okay, let me educate you what they
left out.
Right? Well, hey, get ready, okay? Yeah. The world has expanded. We're going to share some things with you. Well, of course, the number one language is English.
Really?
English, that's number one.
Oh, in America.
In America. Second is Spanish. That's close to English because every, 44, 46 states out of the 50 states all speak Spanish. It's the second most common spoken language. But then the third language. What is the third most spoken language in the United States?
Portuguese?
And no, it's different in different states. For instance, in Georgia, it's Korean.
In Georgia?
It's Korean. In California,
it's Vietnamese.
No. Vietnamese is Texas. Texas. That's the third most spoken language. In California, it's Tagalog, which is from the Philippines.
So this is the second.
Third. Number one is English. The second most common language spoken in the United States is Spanish, and that's across the board. Mm. And now the third most spoken language. This is like, okay, we've got English and Spanish down.
Breaks down per state now.
Per state, it's broken down. And Florida is French. Louisiana is French.
French.
French and Creole. French and
Creole. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah,
French
and Creole. That's why.
Migration. Yeah. Okay.
You're talking about Haiti. Yes.
Yeah. Oklahoma, Vietnamese. You have all these different places. It's really interesting. Pennsylvania, Italian. Mm-hmm. And so you keep going, but this is what's interesting. When you get into native language of Native Americans, they break it down, I mean, huge. And also, they call it, let me get it right for you, it is Indo-Aryan languages, which is Indian, and Hindi of all of them, all across the country. And what is this information useful for? The nations have come to the United States. All the nations have come here, and we can reach them in their own languages. and we can get them the gospel. To me, it's so, so encouraging. We're going to make sure this is available for you on the Torch, maps and all. Get ready to go into harvest.
Which means a third great awakening can launch out missionaries, indigenous missionaries around the world. Mm-hmm. Is that exciting?
In every language. Exciting.
It's almost like a second Azusa Street.
Yeah.
Lord, let it be. End abortion.
Yes.
Send revival. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.